Welcome to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie, and today we're diving into some fascinating new research about how nerves and cancer cells interact during metastasis.
And I'm Alex. We've got an incredible paper to discuss today about something that might sound a bit surprising. Cancer cells actually stealing mitochondria from neurons to power their spread through the body. It's like a cellular heist movie.
That's exactly right, Alex. This groundbreaking research was just published by Gregory Hoover and colleagues from the University of South Alabama. The title is Nerve-to-Cancer Transfer of Mitochondria During Cancer Metastasis, and it really challenges how we think about the relationship between the nervous system and cancer.
You know, I've always found it fascinating how cancer cells are these incredible adapters. They'll do whatever it takes to survive and spread, but this particular mechanism is pretty mind-blowing.
Absolutely. So let's break this down for our listeners. For years, scientists have observed that cancers with more nerves running through them tend to be more aggressive and likely to spread. But nobody really understood why.
Right, and previous research had shown that if you cut off the nerve supply to tumors, a process called denervation, the cancer grows more slowly. But again, the mechanism behind this was pretty mysterious.
Exactly. And what this team discovered is just wow. So, mitochondria are these tiny organelles inside our cells that basically function as power plants, right? They generate the energy cells need to function.
Cellular powerhouses. And neurons are nerve cells. They're absolutely packed with mitochondria because they need tons of energy to send signals throughout the body.
So what these researchers found is that cancer cells and neurons can actually form these physical connections, kind of like tiny tunnels between the cells. And through these tunnels, the cancer cells literally steal mitochondria from the neurons. It's like a cellular bank heist.
And here's why this matters so much. The cancer cells that receive these neuronal mitochondria become metabolically supercharged. They're better at handling stress. They have improved energy production. They basically become these super metastatic cells.
And to track this process, the team developed this really clever system called MitoTracer. It's basically a genetic reporter that permanently marks cancer cells that have received neuronal mitochondria. This allowed them to follow these cells and see what happened to them over time.
That's such a brilliant approach. And what they found was pretty striking. When they looked at metastatic sites, you know, where cancer had spread to distant organs, they found a much higher proportion of these mitochondria-stealing cancer cells compared to the primary tumor.
Exactly. In the primary breast tumors, only about 5% of cancer cells had received neuronal mitochondria. But in lung metastases, that jumped to around 27%. And in brain metastases, it was a whopping 46%.
Those numbers are incredible. It really suggests that these mitochondria-receiving cells have a major advantage when it comes to spreading through the body.
And this makes sense,
right? Because metastasis is incredibly stressful for cancer cells. They have to survive in the bloodstream, establish themselves in a new environment, and so.
Absolutely. The researchers showed that cancer cells with neuronal mitochondria were better at handling oxidative stress and mechanical stress, like the kind they'd experience traveling through the bloodstream. They also had better energy production and redox balance.
You know what's fascinating to me? They also found that these cells had enhanced stemness properties. They were more likely to form these cancer stem cell-like spheres in culture, which is often associated with more aggressive cancer behavior.
That's such an important point. And they confirmed the clinical relevance of all this by looking at human cancer samples. They found that cancer cells near nerves had higher mitochondrial content, and metastatic lesions had more mitochondria than primary tumors.
And here's something I found particularly interesting. When they chemically denervated human prostate cancer using botulinum toxin, you know, Botox, the cancer cells had reduced mitochondrial content. This really strengthens the connection between nerves and cancer metabolism.
It's amazing how all these different experimental approaches converged on the same conclusion. They used in vitro models, mouse models, and human samples. And they all pointed to this nerve-to-cancer mitochondrial transfer being important for metastasis.
Absolutely. And I think what makes this work so significant is that it identifies a completely new mechanism for how nerves contribute to cancer progression. It's not just about signaling molecules or neurotransmitters. It's about actual physical transfer of organelles.
And that opens up some really interesting therapeutic possibilities, right? I mean, if we could somehow block this mitochondrial transfer, we might be able to reduce metastasis.
Exactly. Or maybe we could specifically target cancer cells that have received neuronal mitochondria, since they seem to be the most dangerous ones. The authors mention that understanding these non-cell autonomous mechanisms of metabolic plasticity could lead to new ways to prevent metastasis.
I'm also thinking about how this might relate to the brain metastasis angle. Both the breast cancer and melanoma models showed particular enrichment of these mitochondria-receiving cells in brain metastases. Maybe there's something special about the brain microenvironment that makes these supercharged cells particularly advantageous there.
That's such a good point. The brain is an incredibly energy-demanding organ. So cancer cells trying to grow there would need to be metabolically fit. Having these neuronal mitochondria might give them just the edge they need to survive in that challenging environment.
You know, this whole study really highlights how cancer progression isn't just about the cancer cells themselves. It's about how they interact with and exploit their environment. They're literally stealing power from nearby cells.
Absolutely. Cancer is so adaptable. And this is just another example of how these cells will do whatever it takes to survive and spread. It's a bit like cellular vampires drawing power from their neighbors to fuel their journey through the body.
Cellular vampires. I love that analogy. And just like in vampire stories, understanding their weaknesses might help us defeat them. This research gives us a new potential vulnerability to target.
Exactly. Well, this has been absolutely fascinating. I feel like we've barely scratched the surface of this paper. There's so much incredible methodology and data in there. But I hope our listeners have gotten a sense of just how groundbreaking this discovery is.
Definitely. And for anyone who wants to dive deeper, we'll link to the full paper in our show notes. It's published in Nature. And the lead authors are Gregory Hoover, Sheila Gilbert, and Olivia Curley, with corresponding authors Gustavo Ayala and Simon Grillet.
Thanks so much for joining us today on the Aurigene Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll be back soon with more cutting-edge cancer research.
Until next time, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. See you next time.